welcome to the EFG Daily Commute for January 7th of 2019. My name is Stephen Dusman, and I am your host, as always. This is the first full work week of 2019, and so last week we had a bit of a snafu, largely because what happens in the winter? Everybody gets sick, and so I ended up working from home, and you can't really commute. and record a commute podcast when your commute is to your dining room table. So I apologize for that. I appreciate your patience. So last week we did an episode about the games of the year for 2018. So we looked back, kind of celebrated those games. Today I would like to talk about our most anticipated games for 2019. Just kind of gaze out into the future. So I'll start with probably the most obvious game and the one that I'm the most excited about, and that is Kingdom Hearts 3. That comes out January 29th, which means since today is the 7th, let's do some math, that's 22 days away. That is just a little bit more, just a touch more than 3 weeks from now. And I cannot put into words how excited I am for this game. It is a very big deal for me and my family, and I know we're not alone. There are people who are working adults who had been waiting for this game since they were in middle school, and the hype among Kingdom Hearts fans and, you know, that corner of the industry is huge. I know a lot of folks have asked me, you know, is this a game that I could get into if I've never played the other ones? I say yes, but I don't know if for those folks that have never played the previous games, maybe it doesn't kind of generate the same hype level as it does for, you know, the rest of us, those of us that have kind of been attached to the series for a while. But it is, this is going to be a great experience. I can't wait to share it with my kids. They're hyped for it. I'm hyped for it. And I just hope that it is good. That's my big concern. You know, games that have been, a lot of times, games that have been in development for as long as this one is, they just kind of develop like this, like, crust. It really makes them, hard to enjoy in some ways. I'm sure I'm going to find reasons to love it no matter what, but, man, I hope that this kind of ends up being a game of the year type of situation. I really hope that it kind of knocks everybody's socks off. So that's game number one. Game number two is Anthem. That comes out February 22nd. This one has a little bit of a question mark in our EFG files, and the big reason for that is we still don't know its ESRB rating. So far, all the information that I have seen, and I've done a bunch of reading on it and watched a lot of video, nothing is telling me that this game is going to be rated more mature than, say, Destiny. However, this is Bethesda. And so, I don't really know. Or no, it's not Bethesda. I'm sorry. It's BioWare. So you don't really know. I mean, they made Mass Effect, and those didn't necessarily look from the outside like they were going to be mature rated. And here we are. So, it's tough to say. We're going to find out. The good news is there's a beta coming out towards the end of January. I will be getting into that beta. So, I will be... I'll be able to report back, and hopefully by then we'll also have more information from the ESRB. Waiting for that one. But as far as, you know, why we're excited about it, I mean, for me, it's an Iron Man simulator. Like, I've wanted to play. I've wanted a game that makes me feel like Iron Man and feels like this is going to be the one. So that's game number two. Game number three is Animal Crossing. Now, some of you may say, but Steve, you don't know that game is coming in 2019. I know that we don't have a confirmed release date, but Nintendo did say 2019 when they announced it. So until they tell me that it is not coming this year, I'm going to believe them. So Animal Crossing, this is a game that we are excited for as a family because we've been playing, we still play New Leaf. Animal Crossing New Leaf still finds its way into my kids' 3DSs. They still play it. They play multiplayer. They have found interesting ways to enjoy it themselves. They play hide and seek with their sister. This is a game that I am absolutely stoked to play with them. I've actually never really gotten into an Animal Crossing game, so I'm excited to get in on this one and really play with them. The other thing I'm excited about is that the Switch has more computational power than any of the consoles that that Animal Crossing has ever been on before, by a lot. Which means, perhaps, and we don't necessarily know, but it means, obviously, it's going to look a little bit better. However, I think the other piece to this is the town could be bigger. There could be more townsfolk. They could have more interesting AI and scheduling, and you know, they can have more stuff to do. One thing that's a possibility, you know, and I was talking to Evan about this the other day, is they might be, this could be a city as opposed to a small town where you have much more control, and they give you kind of like a Sim City kind of options there. Tough to say, we obviously don't know, but that's an option. So that's our in no particular order, but the third game to talk about is Animal Crossing. The next one is Generation 8 Pokemon. Now this one I am absolutely certain is coming this year. They want another Pokemon game at holiday. Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee did very well for them during the holiday season for 2018 and continue to do so. I can only imagine how well a full-fledged, true Generation 8 Pokemon game would do. But even more than playing the actual game, I'm kind of excited about the hype cycle. Any day now, we could get a Nintendo Direct or a Pokemon-focused Direct where they show off the art style and they start talking about what's going to make this game different and if it will be different. And, you know, eventually we're going to start seeing new Pokemon announced and we're going to see... excuse me. We'll see the starters and their evolutions and all these different things. That hype cycle is one of my favorite parts of game releases, just in general. So I cannot wait. So, that is definitely coming in 2019. Some of these games may have question marks, but no question, Nintendo and the Pokemon Company are not going to let that game slip out of the holiday season unless something really crazy happens. Next is Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. That was just announced, and that really did just kind of jump right onto our radar as one of our most anticipated games. And ultimately, that comes down to the fact that it fills a niche that I have been looking for. You know, I've been looking for like a fast, relatively simple action game like Gauntlet or that was like Diablo, that was multiplayer on the Switch, and there really hasn't been a lot of them. So, to the point where I really did think about just saying, you know what, let's just get a couple copies of Diablo and play that, and just kind of dealing with the fact that it's not, that it's M-rated with my younger kids. Because it's not that bad, right? I mean, it's not great, but it's not that bad. This answers all of those problems. Give me Gauntlet with Marvel characters. Sounds great. So that is, you know, we don't know when it's coming. Hopefully it's coming soon. Can't wait to really get a chance to play it. also very excited that we have two Switches now. So that means that maybe there'll be some options, you know, if we get two copies to play with, like, the whole family. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. So that is Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. Next is on the list is a game called Pathless. This is a game that was shown off during... I believe it was shown off during either the Game Awards or during the Kinda Funny Games Showcase. This game is being developed, and it's going to be released by the same folks that did Abzu, and who are expatriates from that game company who had made Journey and Flower, etc. So this is intended to be a very meditative game with one significant difference. It also features combat. Essentially, you play a hunter who is on an island attempting to hunt down these cursed creatures and uncurse them. Definitely take a look at the Pathless when you are, you know, when you have a moment. Look it up on YouTube or something like that. You'll see what I mean. This has a very distinctive art style. I find it, you know, it's very simple, but at the same time, it is, so, I have trouble, you know, really putting it into words. It's very simple, I don't want to call it painterly, and it's not cel-shaded either, but it's, you know, flat textures and, you know, kind of sharp angles. You'll understand what I mean when you see it. This game looks very cool. I like exploration games. And really what you are is you're on an island kind of exploring it. Kind of gave me a Shadows of the Colossus vibe as far as, you know, hunting down some of the enemies. Looks very cool. And that's coming out in 2019, barring other shenanigans. Excuse me, I don't mean to keep coughing at you guys. So that is The Pathless. The last one is a game that I think is kind of funny, and so I wanted to mention it. It's a game called Eichenfell. What this ends up being is this is a turn-based role-playing game that is set in a, basically in a wizarding school. So it's like a turn-based role-playing game set in Hogwarts, but it's not actually in Hogwarts. You're building your team, you're getting their skills, fighting enemies, dealing with some of those, you know, school type, all the standard stuff that you would assume would happen in a school, but with a magical twist. It looks hilarious. I love the art. It's called Eichenfell, Eichenfell. Definitely recommend taking a look at that. But yeah, those are our, those are my most anticipated games of this year. I'd love to hear your thoughts. So here's what you can do. I'm going to be sharing this into the Engage Family Gaming community today. I would love it if you would respond to that with your most anticipated games. I am certain that I missed something because I don't remember everything. And maybe there's a game that should be on my radar that maybe I just didn't know about. So I'll be back tomorrow. We'll have some more things to talk about. Until then, I hope you have a great day. And don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.